Clarion Books and Harper Audio present Bianca Torre is Afraid of Everything by Justine Pasella Winans. Performed by Fico Ortiz. To all my queer readers and listeners, whether you have known for years or are just meeting yourself for the first time, whether you're afraid of nothing or everything, thank you for being you and for taking a chance on me. 1. Lesbian sheep do exist. There are many things we are uncertain of on this planet, like what happens after death, the possibility of life outside our solar system, and the existence of lesbian sheep. Maybe that last one isn't widely regarded as one of life's great mysteries, but it is. I read an article about homosexual male rams, but found no mention of homosexual ewes. It goes back to their mating patterns. When female sheep, so I'm told, are feeling some kind of way, they go still so a male sheep can mount them. Apparently, it's highly unlikely for any ewe to mount another sheep. So, it isn't that there aren't any lesbian sheep, it's that we can't figure out if there are. Somewhere out there, a lesbian sheep is frozen and horny, waiting for the ewe of her dreams to top her. I really relate to lesbian sheep. Not because I would love for a hot girl to mount me, although I most definitely would, but because no matter what I want, it's like nature prevented me from being capable of chasing it. I was programmed to be too afraid, too uncomfortable to do anything. I'm not the kind of person that takes risks or makes the first move. I'm the person who goes still and waits, even though I know nothing ever happens for sheep people like me. There's a lot I don't like about myself, but sheep don't stop being sheep because it's unlikable. They don't suddenly go against nature and mount whatever they want without consequence. It's the way we're wired. Ewes don't get to hump other ewes like they want, and I spend all my time alone in my room. Sure, I have to go to school and mandatory dinner with my family, but even when I'm outside, the sheep personality is still prominent. There are people who can do whatever they want, say whatever they want, and there are people like me who have a full CVS receipt long list of fears. And by the way, fear number 24, sheep. Those soulless eyes hide something more than just lesbianism. I'm sure of it. I know a lot about hiding. I do it constantly, whether it be my sexuality, my personality, or the literal hiding happening right now. I'm standing in front of the large window, wedged between two tall bookshelves that are filled with novels I've never opened, and birding Bibles I've well worn out. Interacting with the world safely behind a piece of glass, I adjust the position of my telescope to dip below the sky, pointed at the weathered red brick of the building across the little alley. There's enough of a distance to be subtle about it, but not enough to prevent me from seeing everything clearly. This telescope works great for constellations or shooting stars too far away for small wishes like mine to reach. At night, it provides a fantastic view of the open sky, filled with endless possibility, reminding me that when facing the bulk of the universe, everyone is tiny, not just the fearful ones. It's a comforting thought. In the daytime, however, it's great for being a total freaking creep. I position the telescope to Queen Elizabeth's apartment. Obviously, not the late queen. I call her that because she's a white lady in her late 70s who wears formal dresses like she's going to an opera. Though whatever sound spins on her record player by the window can only be heard by her and her two cats. She lives on the second floor, which is about level with my bedroom window in the apartment farthest right.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?